whooping cough in Wisconsin was at its worst just a couple years ago, ending a decade when the state had the fifth highest incidence of pertussis in the U.S. So when the Centers for Disease Control recommended booster shots due to waning protection, that change was added to the school vaccination program. The state's immunization director, Dan Hoffensberger, says the new requirement affects 6th, 9th, and 12th graders.
It's our first opportunity to protect adolescents and adults from pertussis. 2 or 3 years ago, we had about 4,500 cases, which was obviously very significant.
Students also need a second dose of the chickenpox vaccine under the change in this year's school immunization law. Earlier this month, the school district of Beloit had over 800 students who did not have needed shots. District spokeswoman Melissa Badger says that number is now down significantly after reminding parents of possible consequences.
Usually we do have a 99% plus compliance rate for vaccinations, so we rarely have to send out those second letters or have to enforce any suspension laws.
Wisconsin health officials will have a tally next month of how many students have shots. The state's immunization requirement can be waived for reasons of personal conviction, health, or religion. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.